Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Yeah, hey, this is Evan Kirksey.
Hey, Evan, thanks for calling.
Yeah, sure. I just wanted to tell folks about the experience I had trying to vote in Felton today. Basically, they forced me to vote with a pencil, and I went to the ballot booth, and there was a little pink sign on the booth, and it said very clearly, and I actually took one of the signs, it says, "To mark your ballot, use only the mark a vote pen provided." And the mark a vote pen is a special kind of pen that has graphite in it. So you can mark your vote. The vote can't be altered in any way because it's ink, but it can be read by these Scantron machines. So apparently Felton, for whatever reason, wasn't able to get any mark a vote pens. And they gave us these little pencils, like the kind that you would have in a library or a miniature golf course. I asked them about this. I was like, "Look, your sign says use only the mark a vote pen, and you're giving us pencils. What's the deal?" And they're like, "Well, if you're concerned about your vote being changed, you can use this ballpoint blue pen and then color over that with a pencil. But if you do it that way, then the Scantron machine might have difficulties reading your vote." So I was like, "Huh. Well, I guess I'll do that." So I followed their system, but I mean, really, they were presenting me with this lose-lose situation. They're like, if you vote with a pencil, then your vote can be changed, or if you follow this other system, then we might not be able to read your vote. So basically, I just feel like, I mean, yeah, it was like Stone Age technology being used in Felton, and I really think, I mean, it wasn't just me. Everyone else was like, "What? Pencils? There's signs here on the wall that say we should use pens."
I called the Santa Cruz County Clerk, and I was told that everything was okay and that it was fine to vote with pencils or pens or special graphite pens.
Yeah, it's fine for them to say it's okay to vote with a pencil, but I mean, personally, I don't want to just have blind faith that whoever happens to be counting the ballots is not going to change my vote. I mean, all you need is an eraser and another pencil to sabotage the vote in that kind of scenario. I mean, we're hearing about these, I mean, even with the higher technology models, like these computerized voting systems in Arizona, you vote for John Kerry, it spits out George Bush. And I would think with a pencil eraser technology system, it would be just as easy, if not a lot easier, to achieve the same result.
That is kind of frightening to think that you're voting with a pencil and that anybody could change your vote at any time. How do you feel about being kicked out of the polls for wearing a t-shirt? Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, right, yeah. So I was voting in a Catholic church, and like the guy in charge was this priest. He had on his full outfit with a little collar with a white notch in it. And I walk in, and I had a t-shirt on, and the t-shirt has George Bush's head on it and two words, "International Terrorist." They found my name on the list and gave me the ballot card. Then they like collared me and took me outside and said, "Yeah, you got to change your shirt." And yeah, I mean, later I found out it is indeed the rule that you can't wear so-called political t-shirts in a polling place. So yeah, I mean, I think that's fair enough.
What do you plan to do right now since you feel that your vote has been compromised?
Yeah, I mean, I think sort of the results of the vote, I mean, whether or not it goes to Bush or Kerry or whatever the outcome is of like Major J that would widen Highway 1 and the other things that would do bad things to our community, I mean, I think all that's independent of having a voting process that works. So I'm planning on filing a formal complaint with the election supervisor. It happened to be in Congresswoman Anna Eshoo's district since it's up in Felton. So I'm going to contact her office and try to get her support and try to make sure the next time we have elections in Felton, there's either mark-a-vote pens or some other system that is not so easily manipulated.
Have you voted in Felton before?
Yeah, I voted twice before in Felton, and both times we had special pens.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you want to get out and say to the people that are listening to this broadcast?
Let's just cross our fingers and pray that we don't have four more years of an international terrorist.
Well, thanks a lot. And please do keep us posted at santacruz.indymedia.org with whatever you find out and whatever you move forward with.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brennan.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.